header. But Gerrard! Oh, you beauty! What a head, son! What a head! Call it, take it quickly, Origi!
Oh, that's not on the telly.
And Liverpool's king to the cot are champions of Europe once again.
Welcome to the Upper Main, Chenko.
Woo!
It's Champions League, baby.
Whoop, whoop.
Liverpool versus Atletico Madrid in the group stage at Anfield.
Let's go.
What's going on then? What's going on? Are we winning the game or not?
I think we're winning.
You think we go? Because realistically, well, I think it's proven that we're through.
Yeah.
We're through. So, will we go? That's probably a stupid question. Will we go full, obviously the answer is yeah, but like, will we go full strength?
That is the thing, isn't it? Because, like, it's still a big game.
Like, we have West Ham on Sunday, which is West Ham are flying at the moment.
Would you start Fabinho? I think, for me, he's the big one.
Yeah.
Would you?
Would I start Fabinho? I think, yeah, I would. After the Brighton game, when Chamberlain came on, I think our midfield defensively went. Defensively weren't there.
No.
So I think, especially with the players like João Félix, Luis Suárez playing, I think you have to start Fabinho.
Yeah. It's not that. Like, obviously, they play on the counter at Atletico, don't they? It's just an extra man who can run back and help rather than Henderson getting a bit lost and transition.
Yeah, like, against Brighton, Ox, Jones and Henderson, like, they're all over the place.
Yeah,
especially Jones. Jones is a bit all over the place. But, Genko, good news for Liverpool. Obviously, Griezmann got a red card, so he's not playing. He's suspended. No Thomas Lamar. Remember the game in the Wonder? He's the one who took past Naby Keita too easily, and the Griezmann scored. And there's no Marcus Llorente as well.
Llorente is a big one, isn't he? I think he's been missing for a few games, but with Lamar, it sounds awful, this, because he is a good player, don't get me wrong, he got the assist against us, didn't he? But I reckon they'll be better without him, you know? Just because he's been playing in midfield, and I see him as a winger, and he's just looks a bit lost, really.
Do you see it being a high scoring game, like last game, with being 5 goals in the whole game? I don't. I can't see Atletico getting goals, really.
I see Suarez scoring.
Do you see him celebrating?
No, yeah.
He can't.
He did for Barca, didn't he?
Yeah, but that was at the Nou Camp. Remember the 4-0 we won? He did say before the game he will not celebrate at Anfield.
True, yeah.
And I was just before recording this, I was watching that video that BT Sports put out about Suarez speaking about Liverpool.
Yeah.
So I think there's some respect. But Genko, about Suarez, will the fans give him a good reception or not? Or is that goal celebrating tarnish that?
I don't know. Because I don't think we gave him a good one when he was at Barca, did we? But at the same time, we were 3-0 down in aggregate, so.
Because Henderson said that he will get a good reception.
If we're winning the game and he gets took off, I think the stadium would give him a big applause. But if he scores and we're losing, no.
I don't think he's as hated as the likes of Raheem Sterling or
definitely not.
Some of the Liverpool fan base hate Coutinho, and I'm included in that. I don't like Coutinho. I like Suarez. I think he's an unbelievable striker.
I understand why Coutinho left though. I don't like the way he left, obviously faking injuries and that, but I understood why, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think Suarez scoring and celebrating at the Nou Camp as like being a bit like, whoa, come on then, have some respect. But on the other side of the argument, like you want people to celebrate a goal, don't you?
Yeah,
you
know I'm not taking away if he does celebrate. I understand why, especially for Barca. It was a semi-final, wasn't it? So,
yeah.
If he does, I won't be too bothered. I'd still, he's still down as one of the best players I've ever seen in a Liverpool shirt, but, you know.
So, Jenko, do you see Naby Keita is injured for a while. He's out for a while.
Gutter than that, I reckon, but...
Or will we see Thiago at any point in the game?
He could come on.
I don't see him starting, but coming
I'd
on.
I'd save him for West Ham.
Like the 70th minute, would you?
Yeah.
Because
I want to beat Atletico. I want to top our group on that, but it's too big of a risk when he's just coming back.
Yeah. And he's got hair now as well, so.
Yeah. I'd say the same about Fabinho, which just, I just reckon he's crucial to our team, isn't he? But apart from Salah at the minute, I'd probably say he's the one that you just can't drop.
But I think from last game, I think the Let's Go will have to change their tactics a bit because they have to attack us because they have to get the points, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They need the point. We need the point to top the group. Isn't it if we win, we've topped the group? I think if Porto fail to win against Milan, we've topped the group. I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
So let's go really need the points. So I think their game plan would change a bit.
But they are one of them teams that like keep the score down and then 70 minutes in, rush the opposition, aren't they? So
yeah.
I don't know.
So Jenko, starting 11 in goal. Obviously, Alisson. Obviously.
Yeah.
Four backs are the same, centre, Robbo. This is the thing now. A couple of weeks now, well, Klopp's been rotating to, like, it's either been
would Van Dijk, Matip. Just before him.
Oh, I know. That's a good question because I've seen something that he didn't have a good game against Brighton. And like people were saying on Twitter, would you start Tsimikas? It's a good shot.
Yeah,
it's not a bad shout.
I don't think it's the worst game if Tsimikas has a bad game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the games
he's played, he's been very good.
Yeah, yeah. I'd give him a little rest just for now. But
I think the main talk comes to two centre backs because
yeah,
I seen something on Twitter today saying it with Klopp switching the centre backs all the time. Is that making the midfield play awful or something along those lines? But will we see Matip, Van Dijk, or Van Dijk and Konate?
I would,
because for me personally, before you say your answer, Jenko, I think that Brighton game, I think Konate was getting like out of place a bit, like he was caught out of place a load of times that game. I seen no one say it on Twitter, but personally, I think Konate, he kept on like pushing up too much.
The second goal for Brighton is on his side. I'm not like saying he's a bad player, I'm just saying like he should be doing better there.
He got caught lacking.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like far too many times. But yeah, I can see Matip starting.
I'd love Gomez to start, you know. I think he's been a bit.
He had a bit of first half against Preston. He was a bit shaky.
Yeah,
and that's Preston. Do you know what I mean?
I don't like the way he's our new left centre back though. Joe's rotation.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think that's why he's shaky. Because I remember.
So he's Van Dijk's replacement, second to Van Dijk. Yeah,
but I remember the Ajax game when Van Dijk was injured. Joe and Adrian was in goal.
Yeah.
And he was shaky then as well. I know, obviously, it was Adrian's fault, but he was dead shaky, I can remember. So, I don't know. I'd like him
even when he comes on a right back, Gomez is shaky.
Yeah.
You could argue that right back's not his position, but he's still got to put in a good performance.
Yeah, still got a job, isn't he?
There's that argument, isn't he, this season? Who's been better, Van Dijk or Matip? We answered this through the week, and we both said Matip.
Yeah.
Not by a lot, but like.
No, but he's been great, hasn't he?
Yeah. So we go Matt to Van Dijk, centre backs.
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah. This is either a silly question or a good one. Would you play Nicol Williams after the Preston game?
I don't see him as a right back, you know.
Then again, the Preston game when Bradley came on, he didn't move into the to the on the right.
Yeah,
so
I do. I just see him as a winger, me, but maybe.
Ah, that was just stupid of me. Stupid, Jenko. Midfield three, then. Are we going Fab, Jones, Henderson?
Yeah.
I think that's the strongest midfield we've got, like, without Thiago.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Right.
Is Milman injured, sorry?
Yeah, he's injured. Fun three, Jenko. Against Brighton, Bobby didn't have the best of games.
No.
He looked lost. So, are we playing Jota? Because when Jota came on against Brighton, Mane moved to the right, Jota was on the left, and Salah was up front. Will we see that again against Atletico, or will we see Mane, Jota, Salah?
I think Jota will play up front. Just pressing their back for 3-4, whatever it'll be. But yeah, I'd drop Firmino just for this game.
And as well, when Jota was playing against Atletico, he won us the pen. So
yeah. But I feel like he must want, like, do you know what I mean, to prove himself.
Yeah.
But
Jenko, score predictions then? Are you going to go 5-0 again, or are you going to go 3-0, or are you going to go a nice little close 1-0? Nah, I'm going to go Liverpool can't hold the lead. We'll have a, do you know what? 2-0.
I hate to say we're going to lose.
Ooh.
But I just think because we're already basically through, we've got that big game against West Ham and we've just drew to Brighton. I'm going to say 2-1 Atletico, you know. Because I can just see Suarez scoring. Yeah. And I feel like both of their goals will be like the 80th minute as well.
Well, Jenko, in other news, throughout this week, for the last 2 days, this thing about Jude Bellingham to Liverpool's already happened.
Yeah.
I've seen it. And apparently Jude Bellingham deleted a tweet replying with a gift of him laughing or something.
If you react to this tweet smiling if you're moving to Liverpool, and he retweeted it with like a laughing face or something, didn't he?
Do you reckon it's false? It's like the person who came out and said it was just chatting shit.
Probably, yeah. I just don't think we can afford them.
Don't get wrong, I would love Jude Bellingham at Liverpool next to him.
I think we need him.
But with his price tag being 100 mil. 100 mil for 18-year-old.
I wouldn't sign him just yet.
Realistic, it's probably worth it because, you know, it's potential. If you go to United, look at Jadon Sancho.
I think he wants to be a captain for like a big English club. If you sign him, you've got him for about 12 years. But
it's about going to the right team.
Yeah.
The right team with the right coaches.
I think we're the right team, just not yet.
Yeah. Because look at Man United. Speak about this to someone the other day. Look at Man United. Donny van de Beek, great potential when he left Ajax. Look at him now. He's on the bench. Sancho, great player in the Bundesliga. Left there. He's on the bench for United.
Do you know what? Right, that's Sal for Atletico. I reckon he's fucking unbelievable.
Plays for Chelsea now.
And he's not even playing for Chelsea. I think it happens, doesn't it? But
I remember on his debut for Chelsea, he got took off at half-time.
He wasn't great, but you can't just drop a player on that, can you?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. For one bad game.
Has he not started since his debut?
I don't think so, no.
Wow.
With Bellingham, I wouldn't sign him just yet. I'd give it another 2 or 3 years. Not that he isn't good enough for our team, just He's so expensive. We've already got Thiago and Henderson. I know we need rotation, obviously, but if we were going to start someone, I'd rather it be like rotation for, you know, where Harvey Elliott plays that right centre mid where he's like overlapping Salah.
Yeah.
I'd rather someone like that.
And I think, would you rather sign Bellingham or Haaland?
Bellingham, I think.
Well, Jenko, I have news for you before. Joe Gomez didn't train with Liverpool squad.
Oh,
on Tuesday.
I hope he's not injured or anything.
The centre back was nowhere near to be seen when the group of players and staff took to the pitch.
He's off to Newcastle.
So there's your Joe Gomez centre back out the window there.
Yeah.
So. But I hope he's not injured, you know.
Same.
I'm seeing injuries. You get good news today about see pictures of Thiago and Fab back in training. They're now Gomez in train. It might just be like an illness, you never know, but enough about Liverpool, just general football chat now. Yeah. Have you seen the new Nike winter ball?
Yeah, the yellow one.
The cartoon ball.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
What a football that is.
It looks like it's just won a Kids' Choice Award at Nickelodeon. Been slammed.
Wait, United again beat 1-0.
Yeah, I forgot to say.
Oh, he's at the wheel. My United. Wait, before we end this episode,
yeah,
let's just laugh at United because they are awful.
It's hilarious, isn't it? Do you know what? Right, we battered them 5-0.
Yeah,
and then they beat Tottenham 3-0. And I don't know if you've seen it, but all the fans are thinking, like, we'll just get behind him again. He'll be all right now. And then he's just going to lose here, isn't he?
But, Janko, before we do end this episode, one last thing. Conte is back in the Prem for Tottenham.
Woo!
Do we see that being a threat this season? Just let's be about this season. Will he this be a season, threat this no. season? No.
But I'm very excited to see what he does from a football like point of view.
Are you worried?
I am for future seasons.
Off Liverpool with Tottenham.
Yeah.
But do you see Kane staying as well for the future? Yeah,
I do. I think the thing with Kane is, right, I think he'd love to stay at Tottenham. And I don't know if you've seen the documentary, but when Mourinho came in, he was like dead excited because it's a proper world-class manager after he thinks he's going to win trophy. And then he gets sacked the day before the bloody Carabao Cup final.
Yeah, then Ryan Mason gets manager.
I think he's been a bit pissed off about that. They've hired Nuno to replace him.
No, I think he's a bit pissed off as well because apparently there's a gentleman's agreement that he's going to go to City.
Yeah.
I didn't go to City. He's like, oh, shit. Then he's like, oh, we've got Nuno. He manages Wolves. Doesn't play the best football. But now they've got Conte, world-class manager.
Yeah. I reckon he'll step his game up now.
Can win trophies.
I reckon he will.
Get the best out of him in Son as well. Which then they are a deadly duo, them two, on the day.
Yeah. I'd love Ndombele or Dele Alli to, like, shine. But I just don't think they will they? I think they're too lazy.
Yeah, I think they're both lazy trainers.
Yeah. But I'd love them to, like, thrive under Conte as well, but it'll be good. I reckon if they sign a good centre-back and maybe another ball winner for that midfield, I reckon they're absolutely flying there.
It is scary to think about the future, though, because Tottenham...
Yeah.
Maybe next season they'll be challenging for top four. Not this season, though. I think it's a bit too late.
Mm.
I'd say that, but we're only like 10 games in, which is like...
Yeah. Nice. You can turn it around, can't you?
But we're the top in the league.
Ninth, I think. Yeah, ninth.
Yeah, they're ninth, 15 points. They are only 5 points behind fourth.
That goal difference is bad, isn't it?
So I wouldn't rank them off. But next season, they'll be scary. With like a full summer transfer window. Scary times.
You know what? I just think the Premier League's like, it is just the best it's ever been, innit? Like, yeah. Even Newcastle were bloody 19th. The Prem's been took over like billionaires.
The Prem's got the best player in the world. The best manager in the world. The best goalkeeper in the world.
Alisson Becker.
The best centre back in the world.
Nat Phillips.
The best midfielder in the world.
Fabinho.
It's just the best league in the world. Best managers, Klopp, Pep, Tuchel, Conte, Sean Dyche. Do you name it?
Yeah.
Ollie had the wheel. You know he's getting beat 1-0. Unlucky. But Jenko, anything else to add?
Good evening. He's off to
Newcastle. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. He's off to Newcastle.
Apart from that,
the thing with Newcastle, like, he must know he's not the long-term manager. Like, I think he's just like a short-term manager, Joe, to get them. To keep them in the league, and maybe another season or two after that, then I think he's gone.
Yeah, I think if you can get them Europa League or an FA Cup like run, I reckon he'll be in there for a few years. Like, but I don't know. I can see them going down. To be honest, yeah.
I hope you do.
Yeah, I do.
And you know what? I can see West Ham as we're getting top four this season.
You can see them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking unbelievable, aren't they?
They're still in the Carabao Cup. They're fourth in the league. The top of the Europa League group.
Yeah. It's a lot of fixtures, isn't it? But yeah.
And Spence FC did say in his league predictions, he did say West Ham won't do good this season. We don't have the players for all competitions. And the flying. Yeah. They are Zoom. Pajenko? Daddy, nothing else to add?
I think that's it, mate, yeah.
Let me just refresh Twitter one more time, see if we've missed anything. No, it's just Ronaldo with his hand in his head. That's all it is. And Mark Goldrich flipping. That's all it is. Oh, Jenko? Wait there.
VAR check.
Atletico Madrid manager Diego Simeone said he will not shake Jurgen Klopp's hand after the Champions League match tomorrow evening.
It's all man games.
Well, Jenko, mate, that's been it. That's been Ukraine. That's been us. Come on, you red men.
Say that.
Bye-bye. So that is the end of this episode. Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias at The Upper Main and on TikTok at Upper Main. And we'll catch you next time. Ta-da.